listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 13th day of December, year of our Lord 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. The prepper tip of the day, we're going to talk about this and expand on it a bit. I want to encourage everybody, every single one of you, to get your Red Cross First Aid certification and your Red Cross CPR certification. My daughter, who's now in her mid-40s, when she was 12 years old, she said, "Dad, I want to do some babysitting, make some money doing babysitting." I said, "Well, that's a great idea, dear, and I'm going to help you do that, and here's what we're going to do. But you and I are going to sign up for a Red Cross first aid class, and we're going to take it together." And she thought that was fine. I told her the following. I said, "There are going to be lots of 12-year-old girls that want to do babysitting. But you're going to have something that probably none of the others will have to talk to prospective clients about. You're going to have your Red Cross first aid certification with you when you talk to somebody who might want to consider hiring you to be a babysitter." So at the appointed time, it was a Saturday morning, we went down to the Red Cross headquarters in St. Louis. And we took the class, and she thought it was great fun to practice managing up her dad. It was a written test, and she scored higher than some of the adults that were in the class. And I'm pretty sure that the other students, they were all adults, by the way, were all mandated to be there because of employment purposes. They really didn't care if they were there or not, didn't particularly want to be there. But they were there because their employer mandated they be there. And now, once you've got your Red Cross first aid training and your CPR training, you need to look at getting some first aid kits, plural kits. I'm going to suggest a really large base camp or home. During normal times, it would be in your home. During a crisis, if you had to evacuate, it would be your base camp first aid kit. And it would be as large and as comprehensive as you can afford. And, of course, as always, you shouldn't have equipment in there you're not qualified to use. Or if you do have it in there and aren't qualified, well, don't attempt to use things. Pieces of equipment you're not qualified to use. You can end up hurting somebody or actually killing them. You're going to want a smaller, less comprehensive, for most people anyway, first aid kit for each one of your motor vehicles. That would be wise. Now, a friend of mine, he's a paramedic. He's part of our preparedness group. He carries a complete paramedic kit in his vehicle. And, of course, he's more than qualified to make use of all that stuff as any paramedic would be. During a crisis, dialing 911 very likely won't be an option depending on the extent of the crisis. If you're in a remote area like where I live, the response time for an ambulance typically, right where I live, I guess it would be response time for an ambulance would be about 15 minutes, 12 to 15 minutes. Say, we have a good fire district, ambulance district, and they do respond rather quickly. And with when they're doing a hot run with lights and sirens, they can get someplace rather quickly. On one hand, on the other, once they're there, and they stabilize the patient, stop the bleeding, clear the airway, and do all the things that they do. We're looking at lights and siren probably a half hour to the nearest hospital, emergency room. 45 minutes normal travel time, about a half hour with lights and siren going full blast. I cannot emphasize how important it is for every member of your team, 12 years and older, to have Red Cross first aid training and a kit equal to their skill level. It will and could be a matter of life and death to have that training, to have that equipment, to save a life. If you don't know how to stop the bleeding, you don't know how to clear the airway, you don't know how to treat for shock, you may be the only person between life and death for that injured person. Now, a week ago today, we had Steve Whitman on, and unfortunately, we had a technical problem last week, and the second hour where Steve was with us did not get recorded, so there's a blank spot in the archives where there should be a show from last Thursday, second hour. I'll have Steve back hopefully soon, because more than half my listeners listen on the archives. But Steve Whitman's story is germane to this conversation. Steve went through the training necessary to become a Maine guide. That's the state of Maine, M-A-I-N-E, the state of Maine. It's extensive, difficult, comprehensive training, which includes advanced first aid training. Now, when Steve was shot, twice in the torso and once in his right hand, he recognized the trauma that he had immediately. He recognized the risk his life was in. He also recognized that he was going into shock due to loss of blood and the trauma. And he was treating himself for shock when he had the three bear hunters come upon him, which was his angels certainly responding there. I have to admit that. So injuries happen out when you're out and you're active, working, using heavy farm equipment. I grew up in the city. I never drove a tractor at all until I guess it was about, going on 20 years ago, about 19, 20 years ago. I drove a tractor for the first time, a Kubota tractor. And learned how to attach and remove implements such as a brush hog. the blades to blade the driveway, grade the driveway, and so forth. That's an incredibly dangerous thing to do, by the way. Attaching and removing implements on a 3-point hitch from a track. You need to have, it should be a 2-man job. You end up, at least myself, using a shovel or whatever I can get to reach and move certain parts of the equipment while I'm manipulating these controls. It's a skill, and it's a challenge. And if you're working with heavy equipment, heavy hydraulics that can take off a finger or a hand so fast, you won't know what's going on. And a lot of my neighbors are missing part of a digit or a complete digit where a finger got in the way of a heavy piece of equipment or a chainsaw or an axe or whatever it might be. That's pretty common out here in the Ozarks, and I would assume anywhere in the country where agriculture activity is taking place. And when it comes harvest time, the women are right out there with the men, by the way, running this heavy equipment. Typically, they don't get involved in attaching and removing the implements like I just described, but they do operate the equipment, drive the tractors, drive the trucks, and so forth. When it's harvest time to put up the hay, or harvest corn or soybeans or wheat or whatever it might be, the women are right out there helping the men, because all hands on deck, as the saying goes. It will give you some peace of mind knowing that you've got life-saving skills. I've come upon a number of accidents over the years where I was either the first responder or a first responder, getting there upon the accident before the paid professionals get there. I recall, I was in Metro Kansas City on the interstate. A car somehow ended up on its roof right in the median where there was a concrete wall between the east-west lanes, Highway 70. I responded with my first aid kit. There was an RN. She had her first aid kit, and we gave medical first aid treatment to the, I think it was two victims in that overturned car, and staying there until the professionals arrived to take over. I recall another incident, Highway 44. Because I monitor Channel 19 on the CB radio, I knew there was an accident up ahead. I didn't know how extensive, so I was on the outer road already, eastbound, when I finally came upon the accident in the westbound lane, and the whole highway westbound lane was shut down. There were people laying on the pavement, maybe 8 or 10 people laying on the pavement, receiving first aid treatment from the civilians who were already on the scene. I slowed down sufficiently to satisfy myself that everything seemed to be under control, best I could tell from a few feet away, and I proceeded on my way. I didn't see where my help was needed at that time. Now, out here where I live, I'm the first responder at some kind of incident about every 3 months. Usually, it's not a big deal. These roads are pretty narrow, and we have 18-wheel semi-tractor trailers that travel them to different destinations, driven by Russians, driven by Mexicans, who have a limited, especially the Russians, it seem like, limited English capabilities. But I'll see these guys, I come upon them, typically it'll be at an intersection, and they're just stopped. They need to turn around because they know they missed their turn. And if they don't turn around, they're going to drive 20 miles before they get to a place that's easy to turn around. So they're at this intersection on a country road, and I know what's going on. They need help. They need somebody to block oncoming traffic so they can get this massive 18-wheel semi-tractor trailer turned around. So my town car is equipped with strobe lights, front, back. So I'll usually I'll go up to the driver and let them know I'm there to help. May have to use some sign language and point and smile a lot to try to figure out what our plan of action is with the limited English of these drivers. But I let them know that I will block traffic for them while they turn this truck around and get going back to the right direction. That's one more common thing that happens. Sometimes it's a tree that's fallen across the pavement, and all the drivers stop, and somebody has a tow chain or a tow strap, and we pull it out of the way. Sometimes it gets cut up. That happens quite a bit. And, of course, accidents where vehicles end up in the ditch, vehicles hit trees, whatever it might be, and there may or may not be injuries. Those, are, of course, are the more serious ones. One of the more recent ones, a man was traveling and somehow got his vehicle upside down in the ditch. I came upon them pretty quickly and was helping. The man and his lady friend were out of the vehicle. They didn't have any obvious injuries. I told him, I said, well, about 3 days from now is when the pain from your neck's going to kick in. That's typically what happens. It takes about 3 days for that kind of trauma to the neck to become painful. So I was helping direct traffic, and then the highway patrol showed up, and we talked briefly. The highway patrol officer put his vehicle with his strobe lights south of the accident. I put my vehicle with my strobe lights north of the accident and remained there until another first responder came, a paid professional, to take over my location to help control traffic, get everybody slowed down, and proceed cautiously and slowly through the accident scene. So that's my reality. Living in the country, it's just part of it. If you live in the country in a remote area, you will be, if you're out very much at all, you will be a first responder. There's no doubt at all. You will be a first responder. If you have the training and equipment to deal with it, then that will be a bigger help. Obviously, you do whatever you can. If you don't have strobe lights like I do, you just put your four-way flashers on. That helps. It's better than nothing. Wear a reflective vest. What's this stuff going on in France, where apparently it was a national law in France that every motor vehicle has to have these yellow vests and these reflective vests, which are a common hardware store item, by the way. You can get in most the bigger hardware stores, especially. But those reflective vests are certainly something to help you be safe if you're out there, especially at night, but even in the daytime. Those reflective vests are very helpful in keeping you safe if you're responding to an accident. Obviously, having a cell phone would be a good thing. Now, in these remote areas, and there's many places out where I live where cell phones simply don't work. Nothing, nada, no signal whatsoever. And that's pretty common out in my area. There's different devices. The one I'm familiar with that's been around quite a while, Wilson Electronics, the Wilson Amplifier. It's a piece of equipment. It's a couple hundred, $200-$300. I haven't looked at the prices recently. They have two different versions, one for motor vehicles, the other for buildings. Now, the one for motor vehicles acts as a repeater, quite frankly. It takes the rather weak signal from your cell phone, which is maybe 1.5 or 2 watts. It's a very weak signal, and amplifies it out at around 40 to 50 watts, somewhere in that range. And then it takes the incoming weak signal and amplifies it coming into your cell phone. It's not a guarantee that your cell phone will work, but it certainly dramatically improves the chances that your cell phone will work where it would not work otherwise. And I make these recommendations routinely to my neighbors out there, especially women who are driving back and forth to their home at night because of employment purposes. And here's a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Here's a little song. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
I wish I was in the land of cotton, old town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 13th of December. I am actively seeking to employ part-time marketing people, marketing John Moore for speaking engagements in the United States and Europe. This is a paid position. There's going to be several of them. If you're interested, if you're a marketing person, my contact information is at my website at thelibertyman.com. I frequently use the term peace of mind, and I can't speak for other people, but for myself, acquiring new skills, useful skills, life-saving skills, it gives me peace of mind knowing that when I'm out with my daughter, my daughter's family, my grandchildren, I know that if something happens, if somebody I care about has been injured, that I have at least some minimal skills to help keep them alive until we can get them to a modern American emergency medical emergency room, which is the best place on the planet to be, in my opinion, if you've had some kind of trauma. There's nothing better, in my opinion, than a modern American emergency room. So that's peace of mind for John Moore. I don't know what it would be for you, but for me, it's peace of mind. Knowing that my daughter took first aid training when she was 12, I quite frankly haven't talked to her to see if she's taken it since then. But knowing my daughter had first aid training gave me some peace of mind when she was a teenager. It just occurred to me, my grandchildren, two of my grandchildren are now age 12, and I'm gonna urge her to get the grandchildren to a Red Cross first aid and CPR class. They're both very outgoing youngsters, involved in leadership classes and athletics at their junior high school. I think it would be a good thing for them both to have first aid training. And in fact, I'll encourage her to have the whole family go, mom and dad and both the boy and girl, the 12-year-olds. That would be a smart thing. So what you do, of course, is up to you. And I certainly respect that. I have no emotional attachment to what you folks do or don't do. I just encourage you to do what I believe to be best, and then it's your decision on what you do. Obviously, clearly it is. The time to do it is now. I sometimes refer to what we have what appears to be the luxury of time. That may be a complete illusion. The luxury of time. I don't know. There's no way I can know. Monday morning, September 11th, 2001, we had what appeared to be the luxury of time for thousands of Americans who, by the end of the day, were dead. By noon, were dead. Thinking, oh, it's just another day at the office. That's what they thought when they got up and went to work in the Twin Towers. In the Pentagon, boarding those aircraft, just another day at the office. And by noon, more than 3,000 of those people were dead. So right now, on Thursday, the 13th of December, we also have what appears to be the luxury of time. No rush, no sense of urgency. Well, I'm hoping to give you a sense of urgency here. To sign up for that Red Cross training, it doesn't necessarily have to be Red Cross putting it on. There can be Red Cross first aid training put on by the local junior college. Sometimes the fire department will do it. Hospitals sometimes put on first aid training and CPR training, both, of course. Maybe the local YMCA or YWCA. Now, there's any number of places that you can get your training from. It doesn't matter where. The main thing is to get it. That's the main thing. Now, if you're an outdoors person, you may want to look at some wilderness survival skills, wilderness first aid. It might be a bit more comprehensive, give you more training, for example, on how to deal with compound fractures. Now, a compound fracture anytime is a very serious matter. A compound fracture out in the bush, in a wilderness, is especially dangerous because of the risk of infection. Compound fracture, of course, is where there's a bone, one or more bones, protruding through the skin and broken through the skin from the break. That'll get your attention when you got a leg bone or an arm bone sticking out and bleeding out. That'll certainly get your attention. Scary stuff. Not as scary, however, if you've got the first aid training and have a good first aid kit. We got a bottom of the hour break coming up here momentarily. Tom Berryhill will be with us. We're going to be talking about the energy cleaner. Stay tuned.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look and how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 12th day, 13th day of December. This is a half hour, actually about 24 minutes, I look forward to every week. We visit with my friend Tom Berryhill, and we're going to talk for 24 minutes about a marvelous healing device. That's what it is, a marvelous healing device called the Energy Cleaner. And we begin these conversations with my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, giving us our disclaimer. If he can get finished coughing. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Well, Tom, We have an international audience, and always it's a growing audience. My public appearances in Dallas and in Prague, Czech Republic. I'll be in Indianapolis in March. An ever-growing audience. I dropped off some of my Real Radio Guy business cards at a gun shop in Columbia, Illinois yesterday. I was being fingerprinted there to get my Illinois concealed carry instructor's license. I hope to be starting a concealed carry instruction in Illinois probably around April. So we always have new listeners, people that never heard the engine cleaner before, don't have a clue what it is. We're going to have Steve Whitman back soon because the show he did a week ago today did not get archived. There was a glitch in the equipment, and more than half my audience listens to the archives instead of the live show. So here we are, Tom, you and I, as we do every Thursday, and we have been doing for years, talking about the energy cleaner. And I'm going to begin with a brief summary of what this piece of equipment is. First of all, I'll tell you what it's not. It's not a TENS unit. It's not a Rife frequency generator. It's neither one of those. It's entirely different technology. The energy cleaner is an electronic healing device about the size of a cigar box. It puts out a healing signal, an electrostatic healing signal, similar to a radio. That's what most people could understand, a radio transmitter. It takes 9 D-cell batteries, D as in Delta, D-cell batteries, no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials, simply one place to plug in one wire and one LED light that alternately flashes red or green. And that tells you two things. The light, flashing light, tells you it's working and it's changing polarity. That one wire can plug into one of the mattress pads that I sell, and most people these days are buying a mattress pad to go with the energy cleaner, or it can plug into a homemade pad with aluminum screen wire, or attach a metal spoon to the wire and put it in a bathtub full of comfortably warm water, or a hot tub turned down to 98 degrees for the bathtub hot tub method, which is a very effective method. And just relax in the hot, in the warm water for 20 minutes or an hour, or just sleep on the mattress pad, which is what most people do, 6 to 8 hours a night, 7 nights a week. That's what I do. We focus on two things: pain mitigation, arthritis pain. Everybody with arthritis pain gets relief, some complete, some partial. Back pain, joint pain, doesn't matter. And getting a great night's sleep. That's the things we focus on. And to give people peace of mind, there's that term again, I offer for me to the buyer personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. So we make it as easy as possible. Tom, you brought the energy cleaner into the modern age by bringing modern manufacturing to it, where they were hand-built one at a time before you took over manufacturing them. And the hand-built units with a beautiful Amish wood cabinet cost $3,000 a piece, didn't they, sir?
Yes, they did, John. That was almost 20 years ago, and that was when Lee Kroc was first getting started. He had no idea what it would take to manufacture a product like this. So they did, as you say, they put them in a wooden box. The other thing is that original unit had to plug into the wall to actually power the electronics and run all the circuitry, and it still needed the battery bank like we use today. But I took that idea, Lee Kroc, the original inventor, I contacted him, and I took his idea and turned it into the product that we have today. So it's changed a little bit over the years, but for the most part, the algorithms and the software and everything that runs it is exactly the same. We fine-tuned it, and that took us about 6 years to get it exactly where we needed it, and then it's been in constant production ever since. So everybody that has a unit that's 15 years old or older, it still works the same as today. And then also, John, we can repair any of these that have had problems. Sometimes the batteries will leak and cause damage. Every energy cleaner back to day one can be repaired, and all they need to do is contact me, and we'll take care of that for them. There's a small fee to do it, but we can keep everything running, and we've done this for people all over the world. But that's where we're at today. It's totally portable now. Also, it's battery operated. You can take it with you. There's no on off switch, and it will run 24/7 for well in excess of a year before you need to change a battery. The only reason we recommend changing the batteries at yearly intervals is to prevent battery leakage that could damage the unit.
Absolutely. Well, what I do with my units, I've got, I think, about three of them I've got in daily service for different places, different locations. I just make a paper tag and tape it to the side of the unit, giving the change date for the battery 1 year from the installation date. These batteries, it doesn't matter how expensive or they are, they all eventually leak, don't they, Tom?
They do. It doesn't matter what type of battery you're using. It doesn't matter the quality. You know, if you buy cheap ones at the dollar store, the most expensive batteries, they will eventually leak.
Right.
And that's why
right.
we recommend on an annual basis change the batteries, mainly for leakage. If you did leave them in and they didn't leak, I know for a fact that it would run in excess of 5 years.
Well, we don't want to promote that because we don't want damaged units out there. Now, when I travel, I make road trips once or twice a year, 2,000 miles one way to visit my daughter's family in Seattle. I have an energy cleaner in the vehicle, the handy travel pad on the seat. My typical travel day is about 10 hours, 8 to 10 hours, but 10 hours is pretty average. Some occasionally 12, that's a long day, sometimes 8, but 10 is pretty average. And quite frankly, Tom, at the end of a 10-hour drive, I really don't feel all that exhausted. That's a consequence, a direct consequence of using the energy cleaner. Now, we've got a number of clients who've bought these that are over-the-road truck drivers and make use of them in their profession, don't we?
Well, yes, we do. And as far as over-the-road truck drivers go, those guys work hard, and they can get pretty tired at the end of their shift. We all know that, John. But when they use that energy cleaner with the travel pad that you offer, that will radiate that signal through their body and keep them nice and fresh all day long. So many of these people have told me at the end of their shift they feel like they could keep going, sometimes for another entire shift and not even feel tired. But they're required by law to take their rest breaks, so they don't do it. But they can keep going if they want. I know a salesman that travels several states to represent the product line that he sells, and he told me that energy cleaner has really helped him to make those trips and stay alert and ready to meet with his clients. It's been quite a help in his line of work. So anybody that travels should consider that. And, of course, John, I know when you travel to your speaking engagements and various functions that you attend, that you take that travel pad with you. And that can also be used on a motel bed. How well does it work? Okay.
I just bring the unit inside, put the pad right where my torso is going to be, and just sleep on it. It's got a felt cover on it, so it's pretty comfortable. And occasionally, the room, of course, have a bathtub. Sometimes I use the bathtub method, or sometimes I'll carry the unit down to the hot tub of the hotel and just put a metal spoon on the unit, on the wire, the alligator clip, and drop that metal spoon into the hot tub and relax in the hot tub for 15 or 20 minutes. That's very relaxing. So there's a lot of flexibility there, isn't there, Tom?
Well, yes, there is. And, of course, the hot tub method that we talk about, or the bathtub, either way, if you use a body of water and charge up that signal, or have the signal charge up the water, and just get in there as deep as you can, that is actually one of the most effective ways to use the energy cleaner. So a bathtub is very effective, and if you just get I just use a spoon or a piece of wire, anything that you clip the output cable from the energy cleaner to, and dip that into the bath water, it will charge up and start treating your whole body. If you can't get it the water deep enough, you can take a large towel, dip it in the water, and get it saturated and pull that up over your chest, and that will help to distribute that signal through the dampness of the towel. And, of course, if it cools off and is uncomfortable, you can dip it back in the water and heat it back up. And that is really one of the most effective ways to use a machine.
That's right. That's right. So getting the machine, getting it set up, it's easy. It's typically, here's what happens. People start listening to John Moore and Tom Berry. He'll talk about this. They think about it. They ponder it. They wonder. And it takes a time to make a decision. And pretty much without exception, people, they get the unit, they get it set up, you know, the mattress pad and so forth, and they contact me a week later. I said, John, why did I wait this long? What was I thinking? Why did I wait this long to get this relief and get my life back? Pain will take over your life. And if you're in chronic pain, you don't need John Moore telling you that, but I'm here to tell you that pain will take over your life, won't it, Tom?
Yes, it will, John. And, you know, just yesterday I was, speaking of pain, I was talking to a gentleman in Texas who has an energy cleaner he purchased from you. And I showed you those photos, by the way. He was run over by a 8,800-pound skid steer, like a piece of construction equipment. And he's using the energy cleaner right now to remove the bruising and assist with some broken bones. Personally, I think the man's lucky to be alive. And if you remember those photographs, it was not a pretty sight.
Not a pretty sight. I saw those photographs on your telephone last night, and pretty scary stuff. In fact, under different circumstances, he could have lost that leg, couldn't he?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I know that he'll be okay as far as pain goes. And that's one thing that I've received a lot of comments on is any kind of bruising like that. And in this case, there's some massive bruising. And that energy cleaner will flush that out. It gets the cells pumping so that they're pushing out that the bruised material and, you know, the blood that's formed there and causing the bruising. And it will clear that up in a very short period of time. And any broken limbs will heal fast. Broken bones will heal so quickly, it will shock the surgeons that did the repair work on those.
Absolutely.
On those bones.
Well, ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen, the energy cleaner is $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Obviously, there's extra charges for shipping out of the country. Mattress pads, they vary in price depending on what you get. We got the twin, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. Everything for sale right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. And you send me a check or money order, my address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Plus, I have a toll-free order line. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Now, Tom, we're into the third year of your very gracious offer to help RBN have funding. And this is your contribution to RBN. I know you've supported RBN since for years here. And here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. You mail me a postcard. The details are at my website. Mail me a postcard, energy cleaner discount. Every 2 weeks, we draw a postcard. That next week will be the next drawing. If your postcard is drawn, you get to buy an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. $200 of that goes to Republic Broadcasting. So Republic Broadcasting needs the extra funds. You folks out there like to get access to an energy cleaner at a discount. So it's definitely a win-win situation, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it really is. And we've gotten a lot of units out there to people that maybe were strapped at the moment, you know, with financially, and they were able to get that discount, get going with this healing technology. So, and of course, Republic Broadcasting is the portion that goes to them. So we try to support them, and it helps us to get these units out, John. And of course, it helps the person that purchases it. So it's a win-win-win situation.
It definitely is. It definitely is. So get those postcards in. In addition, if your postcard's drawing, you get to buy an energy cleaner, a mattress pad, I should say, a mattress pad for 10% off. So I guess that's to kind of sweeten the pie there a little bit and help people get their life back. That's the business we're in here. It is helping people literally get their life back. Right, Tom?
That's correct. That's correct. And of course, I always like to talk about the agricultural uses. If you have a garden and you're thinking about planting next spring, you want to get your garden going, you're going to have your seedlings, just use the energy cleaner to accelerate the growth of those seedlings. If you actually use seeds to get that going that way, be prepared. Get your garden plot ready because those plants are going to grow at least twice as fast, sometimes twice as big. You'll have to have the garden ready to get them in there or you'll be overrun in the house getting them started. The growth will at least double. It's amazing, and it shocks people that have tried that for the first time.
Absolutely, it does. Here's our break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
All All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday. The month is almost half over. Time is going to be 2019 here in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's, you know, it just seems like the year flew by, didn't it?
It did. It did. No doubt about it. Well, we have energy claims for sale. I just got a fresh delivery from you last night of 10 brand new, fresh, ready-to-go energy cleaners, ready to help people get their lives back. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee, typically within a few minutes to 3 days, rarely a week, but typically a few hours to 3 days. And the healthier you are, the longer it takes to feel relief, right, Tom?
That's about how it works. Everybody's a little bit different. I've done seminars where people who had back pain, maybe neck pain, hips, knees, elbows, etc., they'll use the energy cleaner for maybe a half hour, 45 minutes, and many, many times they'll actually stand up and say, you know, my pain is gone. This is great. And, of course, they want one immediately. That's happened on numerous occasions, while others will say, well, you know, I really don't feel anything right now, but they continue working with it, and I might hear from them the next day. Now, they don't even purchase one, but they just tried it. But then they'll call the next day and say, you know, I woke up that next morning and I have no pain. So it must have really done something for me. Now I would like to purchase. So that happens quite often, too. Everybody goes at a different speed with that, John. No rhyme or reason to it, but they just get there at their own pace. And then many people that have no health issues at all but just want to use it to prevent anything in the future, they will comment that they have much better sleep. They just feel more alert. And, of course, I'll always remember the lady that used it with she'd make a foil hat, a tin foil hat, as they say, and she would energize that, and she made all kinds of claims that it really helped her with her card game. She had a bridge club, and she said it really sharpened her mental abilities, and she just did quite well playing those card games. And then some of her friends actually bought units, too, because they wanted to be the same way. So there's all different ways to use this, and while you're traveling, I know some of these are on cruise ships. People have taken them with them on cruises, and they're on every continent, and we even suspect Antarctica, right, John?
That's right. Well, I interviewed an Air Force pilot who was still under non-disclosed agreement not to talk about what he took out of there in cargo planes. When I was in Dallas, I met this guy. I didn't push it because he obviously wasn't going to go there. But we do speculate whether it was any in the Antarctic continent or not. Springtime's coming up. The beautiful photographs and the seed catalogs are hitting people's mailboxes. The time to be planting that garden, whether it's edibles or ornamentals, is now. So plan that garden and plan on getting an energy cleaner to help that garden have award-winning vegetables and flowers, right, Tom?
That's exactly right. Anybody that tries it will be totally amazed, as well as their friends and neighbors.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tom. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Talk about emergency communications.
Okay, John.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with open lines. Stay tuned.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with